This podcast is copyright Steve Whitney. The recording is copyright Philip Allen Updates, 2011.
Planning your revision. Most students find it hard to start revision, but don't delay. The earlier you start, the easier it'll become. You might even find that you start to enjoy it. To make the most of the time available, you need to plan an efficient revision timetable. Start by finding out the date of your first exam. Then work out how many days you have from now until then. If you're taking revision seriously, this should be at least 70 days, or, put another way, 10 weeks. Now work out how many hours of revision you can do each day. Perhaps 2 hours during the week, and maybe 10 hours over the weekend. So, over 10 weeks, you can aim for a minimum of 180 hours. That may seem a long time, but it really isn't. So, how many subjects do you need to revise for? 8? 9? 10? Maybe more. Let's say 10 subjects. So 180 divided by 10 makes 18 hours per subject. Now it's beginning to sound like not a lot of time. So, plan and use your time productively. Write a list of all the topics covered by the exam and divide them into three groups. Those you're confident about, those you're less sure about but can improve easily yourself, and lastly, the ones you are weakest at. Now, write down which topic or topics you'll cover in each revision session. Allow more time for your weakest topics, and remember to ask for help from your teacher with these. Don't waste huge amounts of your time looking at these topics on your own when you really do need that extra help. Once you've planned what you will do and when you will do it, make sure that you stick to the plan. Lastly, think about all the materials you need for revision and the type of tasks you can do. Revision is not just about reading through your notes. Effective revision means doing something active. Make sure that you have your textbook and class notes available. Do you have access to a revision website and past question papers? Have pens, pencils, highlighters, and paper to hand. So, what's left to do? Well, just one important thing. Get started, of course.